Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded by the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. You get a new job. Before you go to work, you have to sit down with your employer and come to an agreement on your wage, benefits, and the task you are expected to complete. When all of those details are ironed out, you and your employer put those details down on paper and sign it, stating that each of you will honor your end of the deal. You promise to work a certain amount of hours, completing a certain task or tasks. Your employer promises certain compensation to you for your work. It's a contract, a legally binding agreement between two parties which outlines what each party does for the other. While it is not an exact parallel, the word covenant in the Bible is much like a contract. In Jeremiah chapter 31, God says, "The time is coming when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them." God speaks about two covenants, the new one and the one which had been broken, but not by God. God had made a covenant with Israel. It is summarized in Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all the nations you will be my treasured possession. You will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Simply put, God would make Israel his special people for a special purpose. And on the other side, Israel was to obey God fully. Sadly, the Israelites were just like all of us, sinful. They forsook God and broke his covenant. We're no different. Daily we choose sin over righteousness, lies over the truth, hurtful words over kindness, grudges over forgiveness, anger over patience, selfishness over selflessness. The list could go on. If our status before God depended upon holding up an agreement with God, eternity would not look good for us. But here is where God's new covenant comes in. This is a one-sided covenant, where God does something for us, and that's it. He says, "I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." This sin-forgetting forgiveness is accomplished by the sinless life of Jesus, his death on the cross, and his victorious resurrection from the dead. Through faith in Jesus, God does not hold our sins against us because he held them against his Son. Through faith in Jesus, the God of heaven and earth is our God, and we are his. The only covenant, the only contract that matters for you is one-sided. God declares you his forgiven son or daughter, and he signed it with the blood of his Son, your Savior, Jesus. For our prayer, we focus on these two hymn verses. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure, cleanse me from its guilt and power. Not the labors of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know, could my tears forever flow, all for sin could not atone, thou must save, and thou alone. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.